what do you see in Juice WRLD? Like, talk about the talent that you see from him. You just brought him out on stage in front of all these people. I seen you said he was like the best freestyler alive.
He like that 2009 or 2000. He probably like 2006, but like 2006 to 2009, Lil Wayne. He that nigga.
And then they said he'll do another version of the song freestyle.
Yeah, he'll do like three, four songs.
Over one beat, all freestyle. Beat. Like, which one we like?
Yeah, man.
Let me know.
I'm gonna
text you.
All right, man.
For sure.
Thank you, man.
For sure, bro.
Pleasure,
bro. Word up. Nice to meet you.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
Be blessed,
bro.
Yeah,
sure. Be safe. Yo, shout to Juice too, man. Like, yo, his freestyle he did on Westwood where he rapped for an hour. Like, what the fuck? And to be so young, he like mastered that so fucking quickly.
Yeah.
It's really sad, man, that like, his potential was so off the charts.
Period. You know who the best freestyle I've ever seen is?
Yeah.
Juice WRLD.
Juice, yeah.
Have you ever seen his freestyles?
Yeah.
They're never ending. Like, you can do it for like an hour.
And, J-U-I-C, yeah.
He makes total sense the entire time and is actually really good, like intricate flow patterns. To me, he was the best freestyle I've ever seen. And he was like the best hit maker. He was like, I really feel like he was the most talented songwriter in music. I can't imagine they're just going in there and like doing one. Juice did that. My friend Benny worked with Juice.
Yeah.
And would say he would go in the booth, go 3 minutes over the beat, and it'd be a hit. And then he'd say, okay, another one. And then he'd go 3 minutes over the beat and it'd be a different hit.
Shit.
And then he'd be like, just pick whatever version you want.
He would tell Benny to cut
it
up?
Yeah, no, not even cut it up. Just like pick, like, which hit do you want? He freestyled. The whole song is freestyled.
Ugh.
Hits.
Ugh.
Like, smash hits.
How?
I sit in my room for 6 months and write a verse. This guy goes in there and it's 4 minutes and it's a smash.
I think, like, what Juice was to our generation, bro, and the impact that he had on us is what Biggie did for New York, for real. Like, I really think what he had, that, like, that Biggie Pac effect, you know what I'm saying, in his short time here.